This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday show. And we're about to talk about, well, there's a poll showing Democrat voters have completely changed on an issue and people are taking the wrong lessons from it. You, me, we continue to punish the corporate world in wonderful ways, and they are bending the knee. We will talk about that. We're going to talk about the media having to write Donald Trump a big fat check for lying and what they're saying about it. All that, emails, so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. So there's this segment, saw it today, and they're talking about Democrat voters. And what they're talking about is how Democrat voters have changed their minds on Israel. I don't need to put words in their mouth. I'll just play it this way.
Who Democrats sympathize more with, Israelis or Palestinians? In 2017, the Democratic Party was a pro-Israeli party. Look at this. They sympathized with the Israelis by 13 points, more with the Israelis than the Palestinians. But look at this sea change. Now Democrats sympathize more with the Palestinians by 43 points. Oh, my God. That is a change in the margin of 56 points over the course of just 8 years. So all of a sudden, it's the pro-Palestinian position that actually reigns supreme in Democratic politics, not the Israeli position. And that is part of the reason why Mondani was able to do so well in this primary, because those attacks over Israel, simply put, did not ring true for Democrats. They're now on the side of the Palestinians.
A 56-point swing in 8 years. People are spreading this far and wide. They're sharing it today. And the lessons they're taking from it, I don't necessarily think are accurate. Because on its surface, you look at something like this and you think to yourself, wow, Democrats all hate Israel now. But they hate Israel and they love Palestine now. Okay. Maybe that's true, maybe it's not true, but that's not the right lesson. Let me ask you something. Have you ever in your life, however long you've been paying attention to politics, have you ever seen the Republican Party swing by 56 points in a short amount of time on any issue? I don't care what it is. You haven't. Let me just go ahead and spoil it for you. I don't care if you're 96 years old. You have never seen that in your life because it has not happened. So what happened here? What is the point here? Well, here is the point. It's going to come back to something we discuss very often. Democrats are herd animals. And more than anything else, what you need to take from this is they are programmable herd animals. The Democrat in your life who takes a position one day and then switches the next year, or they'll say this, but then it doesn't apply to them, and you're confused. You're hypocritical. You're changing your mind. You don't understand what you're dealing with. You are dealing with somebody who is more robot than human being. I have described it in this way, and it is completely true. And once you see it, you cannot unsee it. Picture the Democrat in your life, the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, as if they are a robot, not a human with a mind and a mind of their own where they think. They are simply a robot, a computer program of some kind. What does a computer program know? Whatever you put into it, whatever data, whatever programming code you put into it, That's what it knows. It can't think beyond that. That is exactly how Democrats are, communists are. They go up to the hive mind and they plug in their cord. Although today I realize Chris is going to yell at me because technology has changed. It's probably done by Bluetooth or something now. But they go up to the hive mind and they plug in their cord and they get a programming update all the time. That programming update comes from universities. It really, really, really comes from the media. It comes from Democrat politicians. It comes from their fellow Democrat friends. Democrats will wake up one day and they will be crying, I love George Floyd. Oh my gosh. The next day, there's a Ukraine flag in their bio. They never mention George Floyd again. The next day, they're campaigning on behalf of some scumbag illegal who we deported down to El Salvador. The next day, they forget about him and it's something else. What is happening there? Are they changing their mind? Are they changing their passions? No. Democrats are robots. Robots. They are programmable. They go up to the hive mind and they get a software update all the time on what to care about and what to think about everything. Do not make the mistake of thinking that everybody wants to think. That's a great line. Hey, Chris, write that one down. What, Chris? It's a great line. Do not make the mistake of thinking that everybody wants to think. Many, many, many people, they're all around you. They want to be told. Tell me what to think. Tell me what to care about. Tell me what the hot issue is. Tell me where to live. Tell me what to drive. Tell me what's good. Tell me what's bad. They don't have a burning desire like you do to be free, to work things out for themselves in their minds. That's not how they operate. They're programmable. How in the world did Democrat voters in 8 years shift by 56 points on not this issue, on any issue?
Who Democrats sympathize more with, Israelis or Palestinians? In 2017, the Democratic Party was a pro-Israeli party. Look at this. They sympathized with the Israelis by 13 points, more with the Israelis than the Palestinians. But look at this sea change. Now Democrats sympathize more with the Palestinians by 43 points. Points. Oh my God, that is a change in the margin of 56 points over the course.
That doesn't seem possible to someone like you. Someone like me. I may, and I have in my lifetime, I should note, adjust my thinking on issues as I change, as the country changes, as new information comes in. I may shift a little bit on this or shift a little bit on that or even quite a bit, but the party as a whole shifting 56 points, that's going from being black to white. That's up to down, left to right. That's a complete flip. How can that happen? They're programmable. And it's what makes arguing with them sometimes so incredibly futile, because you're not actually arguing with them. You're arguing with the latest program update. Let me ask you, do you argue with your computer? Try to reason with it when you're trying to open up a program or an app on your phone, or maybe something's going wrong? Do you do what I do and scream and yell at it and throw it across the room? Or do you try to talk to it? Listen, phone, you don't understand. Look, you just don't understand. I'm trying to get the map open, but you're not opening the map. And see, it's your job to open the map. You don't talk like that to your phone, do you? Of course you don't. But you try to talk to the Democrat in your life like that, don't you? And you get frustrated, don't you? It's almost as if, and when you talk to them, it's almost as if they don't hear anything. Well, you're talking to a computer, to a robot, to a human being that can be programmed and can flip on a dime. Remember, I have that old theory, I haven't brought it up in ages, the sky is green theory, where if the system decided it wanted people to think the sky was green, you may think that's crazy, that that's not possible, because you can obviously look up with your eyes and see that the sky is blue. It's not green. But there is a portion of this population, not insignificant, they're called Democrats, who could be made to not only think the sky is green, no matter what their eyes tell them, they will loudly proclaim the greenness of the sky. If they are programmed enough by the media over and over and over and over and over again, Democrat politicians over and over and over and over again, why do they use the same talking points across the spectrum?
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is hailing the end of USAID, the nation's largest foreign aid agency, even as a new analysis finds that its closure could contribute to some 14 million deaths in the next 5 years.
Coming up, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, officially shuts down just after a new analysis finds its closure could contribute to 14 million deaths in the next 5 years.
Rubio said they are going to be focused now more on trade rather than aid. And of course, this comes as that report from The Lancet is saying there could be an additional 14 million deaths that come as a result of these administration policies.
Why do they do that? Because it works. That's how your liberal Aunt Peggy gets her latest software update. And that's why she walks in with a Ukrainian flag one day and an El Salvadorian flag the next day. And the next day she's wearing a mask. And the day after that she's crying about George Floyd. She's more robot than human. Remember that. You, however, are a human. And because you're a human, there are things on you that hurt. Physical pain. And if they don't, they will. It's part of getting older. It is what it is. As my dad used to say, getting old ain't for sissies. Your knee's going to hurt. Your back's going to hurt. I get that. But we accept too much of that. You know that, right? There is a solution to the pain that nags at you, that drags you down, that hurts all the time. There's a solution, and it's not masking it. And I promise it's not just getting tough. Why don't you try Relief Factor? $19.95. I'm aware that that's not nothing, but what if you could get rid of the pain in your life for $19.95? Is that not worth giving up a large pizza? You can try Relief Factor for 3 weeks, 100% drug-free. You can try it for 3 weeks for $19.95. That pain might be almost gone and you don't even know it. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You can email the show, and you should. You're asked Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, not Friday, because we won't be here. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So we were just talking about how programmable they are. And this ties directly into what we've discussed many times about the world of make-believe the communist builds for Democrats, for morons, for people who are programmable. They are constantly telling gigantic, over-the-top lies, ridiculous lies, and they will all repeat the exact same lie. And for someone like you who thinks and who seeks out information, it almost seems dumb, right? No one's going to believe that. No one's going to listen to this endless talking point and actually believe this, right?
Who Democrats sympathize more with, Israelis or Palestinians?
That was the wrong one. Chris pressed the wrong button. This one.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is hailing the end of USAID, the nation's largest foreign aid agency, even as a new analysis finds that its closure could contribute to some 14 million deaths in the next 5 years.
Coming up, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, officially shuts down just after a new analysis finds its closure could contribute to 14 million deaths in the next.
NBC News, NPR, Reuters, all of them, 14 million will die, 14 million will die. You roll your eyes and you think, that's so stupid and absurd. No one's going to believe that. Yes, they will. The liberal Aunt Peggy in your life will not only believe it, she will act on it. She will show up at a party this weekend and she will tell somebody that Donald Trump is killing 14 million people. She will go out and she will campaign harder because she believes cutting foreign aid is killing 14 million people. This Nazi is killing 14 million people. That's, yes, they will. That is why I've tried to explain they build the world of make-believe, because your liberal Aunt Peggy sits in there and she believes it is real. It's why the communist lies about every single thing, because he knows there are a bunch of morons like your liberal Aunt Peggy who will believe it. And he is lying at all times. I'm going to read you this wonderful, wonderful quote. I mean, it's evil and demonic, but man, does it make my point really, really well. This is a quote from none other than Vladimir Lenin, the OG communist, the Bolshevik. Listen to this quote. Well, you know what? Let me play Catherine Mayer first. You're aware of this little tidbit, right?
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Here's a Vladimir Lenin quote. Make these promises to the peasants. Make these pledges to the proletariat. Give these assurances to the bourgeois. Do not feel in any way bound by these promises, pledges, and assurances. The communist understands that he must lie at all times about every single thing, because those lies are what keep your liberal Aunt Peggy trapped in a world of make-believe. The lies are essential to move his revolution forward. And it's also why, to bring up something from today, it's also why the media is so angry about this judgment, this CBS Paramount judgment. I don't know if you saw, but they've got to stroke a $30 million check to Donald Trump. Why? What did they do? Well, this is how Dome answered a question on 60 Minutes.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
Obviously, that's not a winning answer. What did 60 Minutes play for the American public?
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We're not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
They lied. Listen to how Brian Stelter describes, or what he says here, about having to write a $30 million check to Donald Trump for that lie.
Right, CBS did nothing wrong here, but its parent company is paying.
Let me play that again.
Right, CBS did nothing wrong here, but it.
One more time.
Right, CBS did nothing wrong here, but it.
I just played you the back-to-back audio. There's no sane human being with two ears who would listen to 60 Minutes lying like that and say this.
Right, CBS did nothing wrong here, but it's...
For the communist, telling the lie isn't wrong. Telling the truth is wrong. The lie is what you're expected to do. It's what you're required to do. The revolution, the world of make-believe, liberal Aunt Peggyan, requires a constant stream of lies to keep her trapped in that demon incubator, stripping her of her humanity year after year after year. Tell me you don't know somebody, and probably an older person, we've talked about this before, who believes so many things that aren't true. It's like you're talking to the wall. Is it your mom? Is it your dad? What do they watch all day long? They watch this stuff.
Right, CBS did nothing wrong here, but it's...
The world of make-believe must be carefully maintained, created and carefully maintained, trapping your liberal Aunt Peggy inside. Remember that. Let's talk about something wonderful instead. Do you know what I can do now? After my father passed away, we had to go through all the pictures because we had to come up with this picture slideshow for the viewing, you know, so people could show up, pay their respects. And that was heavy. And this big box of pictures, I still picture it on the kitchen counter. And we're going through all these old pictures, and there's old ones from his childhood, from everything, but they're all hard pictures. They're these hard copy pictures. I want to look at my dad, you know. Legacy Box digitized all those pictures. I can look at them on my phone whenever I want. Whenever I want, I can pull those up and see my dad with a deer he killed back in Ohio. That's powerful, man. Let Legacy Box digitize the things in your life. Go to legacybox.com/Jesse. They'll do it 50% off. Legacybox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been an awesome, awesome Wednesday. I've been particularly wonderful today. Chris has been hit or miss. Corey's basically been non-existent. But either way, the show as a whole, I have carried it as per usual. All right, let's do some emails. Jesse, I love your coverage of the Korean War. And this story I found fascinating. There was a North Korean pilot during the war that defected, nearly got killed trying to land the wrong way on an aircraft carrier flying a pristine MiG-15B. He was allowed to land and then surrendered. The MiG was seized, disassembled, and then assembled and flown by none other than Chuck Yeager. Chuck, I feel like Chuck Yeager is like the ultimate American man. I want you to mention this on your show because I find it a fascinating story that no one knows about. I actually didn't know about that. The book is The Great Leader and the Fighter Pilot by Blaine Harden. The Great Leader and the Fighter Pilot. The Great Leader and the Fighter Pilot. We're going to have to remember that. Hey, Jesse. Actually, he says, hey, Bullet Sponge. That's not very nice. Where's the live feed to watch your bald jarhead swinging around your tiny girl hands on your webpage? His name is Grady. That's not very nice. It's on jessekellyshow.com. Chris, did you screw it up? Is it not? What? What? It's not live? It's a video podcast, so they have to wait? Well, that's lame. Why can't they? Why can't we play it live? Can we? I understand we're not a TV station, but Chris, you have to understand. People want to look at me. All right. What, Chris? Why are you being like that? Don't make that face. Don't make that face. People want to gaze upon me while I make radio magic every single day. Don't shake your head. They want to feel connected with me, Chris. Can't we make this live in some way? Don't add extra delays just because I put it that way. That's not right. That's not right. You know what is right? Disney parks featured muted offerings for Pride merch in shops. Why? Almost nothing moved last year. That's a story from Brandon Morris at Red State. You didn't show up at Disney. I wish you wouldn't show up at Disney, but you didn't show up and buy all the rainbow stuff. So they started to turn down the volume. I'll combine that with this story. And this story has a couple of different angles to it. Jaguar, you know, the fancy car we're never going to buy. Jaguar saw its stock, its sales in Europe plunged a shocking 97.5%. How in the world did a company like Jaguar, that's been along for that long, how did they see a 97.5% drop? Well, here's how. They did a rebrand, if you will. I'll put it that way, a rebrand. What was the rebrand? Well, pause. What do you picture Jaguar as? Fancy, nice sports cars. That's what I picture. A fast, nice sports car. When I see that Jaguar thingy, what is that called? The hood ornament or whatever? When I see the Jaguar hood ornament on there, I say to myself, all right, one, that guy's probably rich. Two, probably a drug dealer. And three, he can drive really, really fast. It's what everyone thinks. Jaguar rebranded into an electric vehicle company. And to sell this rebrand, Jaguar rolled out a TV ad with a bunch of freaks. You should look at these freaks. It looks like aliens came down to planet Earth. It really honestly does. I'm not even trying to be mean. I'm looking at it. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. There are 8 people in this picture, and that's definitely a man. That might not be a woman. Okay, I don't know what sex most of these 8 people are. You should see these freaks that look like they just got here from the planet Pluto. Is Pluto a planet again? I think they changed that. Either way, the planet Pluto. So what happened? It's very simple. And this is a lesson for every single manager and business owner, large and small, who is listening to me right now. You need to be as careful with the people you bring into your company as you are with the fireworks you're about to set off this Friday. You know how somebody listening right now is going to show up on Monday without fingers. It's a guarantee because they're not careful. Bringing a filthy, disgusting communist into your company, into your advertising department, into the boardroom, the sales department, into HR will destroy your company. I know you're trying to get the sharpest kid, so you're going, should we get somebody from Harvard? This guy's got a great resume. He went to Harvard. If you aren't careful, that communist you're bringing in will destroy your company because that's what they're born to do. That's what they're religiously committed to doing. Whoever the communists are at Jaguar who destroyed the company, a 97.5% drop in sales. Did you know that I'm not sitting at home feeling bad about it right now? Because destroying things is the entire point of communism. Every single thing, everything that exists, from Jaguar to the government, to the church, to the Boy Scouts, to the schools, to every single thing that currently exists is evil and must be destroyed. It's not just that they will destroy your company. They will destroy it on purpose, and they'll feel like the good guy as they do it. You need to be incredibly careful if you are hiring. NASCAR went gay. Did you see that? NASCAR. How does that happen? When your fan base is easily the most down-home, God-in-country, patriotic fan base in the United States of America, how in the world could the organization, the sports league itself, go that gay? NASCAR hired a bunch of Columbia kids, Ivy League kids, Harvard kids, Stanford kids. Well, we need this smart guy to run advertising. We're NASCAR. We have a big budget. We have to bring in this guy here and this guy there and this guy there. And soon there's a rainbow car riding around the track, and everybody in the crowd is mortified, swallowing their Copenhagen, just completely disgusted by what they're seeing. And everyone's looking around wondering what happened. What happened was you didn't mind the imports. You weren't more careful with the religious beliefs of the person you brought in. And when you're hiring people out of college, out of universities, if your company has some sort of a degree requirement, you better be as careful as somebody carrying a glass jar of nitroglycerin, because that communist you're bringing in now, oh, I know, entry-level position, what's the big deal? Oh, yeah, entry-level position. Now, they'll be VP of something in 10 years, and your company will be completely destroyed. And they will do it on purpose. America's universities are sending communists out into the wilderness. out into corporate America and the communists going out into corporate America are there to spread the religion. They're not there for your profit margin. They're not there to make things better. They're there to destroy everything you love. You had better be careful. It's a religion of destruction and domination. We'll do some more emails and we'll get to headlines I didn't get to. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. But we will be back, of course, tomorrow to do it again. And isn't that going to be a good time?
Can I get a witness?
What? Don't shake your head, Chris. I kind of miss Dome. I miss her. I miss making fun of her. I'm a bad person that enjoys making fun of people. And I'm telling you, Dome was a real good time. She was a real good time. And I'm worried we're never going to see her on the political stage again, on a national political stage again. Rumor has it that she's going to run for governor of California. But you know Dome. You know Dome. She's always trying to get on top, right? She's just, what, Chris? She's always trying to get on top, right? You're never allowed to get on top of her. She's always trying to ladder climb and get on top of you. That's why she's promoted from this position to attorney general, to senator. Then she's vice president, always trying to get on top, doing whatever she has to do to get on top. Maybe she will just go run for president again. I don't know. That's hard to see her doing that with Gavin Newsom there, but who knows? Look, maybe they'll join together. Maybe they'll team up. Tell me you can't imagine her finding a way to get on his staff at least. I can picture that. Anyway, what's your problem, Chris? Why are you making these faces? Let's do some emails. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, and you can email and should email your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse the Shadow. Is there any way the right can slip a sleeper in to take over the Democrat Party? All he has to do is hate on Trump. He'll be welcome with open arms. Yeah, we've always talked about that. It's one of those things people have discussed. Can we pretend to be a Democrat? What if I just registered as a Democrat and pretended like I had a bunch of kooky positions and then I get elected? Here's the problem with that. And this is a credit to them. Actually, I'm about to compliment these dirty communists. They strictly police their own. There have been a couple kind of moderate Democrats in recent memory, like Sinema from Arizona, Kristen Sinema, gone, goodbye. If you are a Democrat and you get elected and you don't toe the party line, Democrats care enough to show up in primaries. Remember, 50% of Democrats vote in primaries on average. That's double the Republican participation. Why? Why does the Democrat Party move left and the Republican Party doesn't move right? The people who care actually show up in their party. Our people don't. You might get elected. You might be able to lie your way into getting elected. But you're not going to stay elected if you continue to take positions that aren't exactly what they demand of you. It's just how it actually works. So let me explain this really quickly. What we need to do, you and me, we need to be acquirers of wisdom. That's what we need. And one of the best ways to do that is to read books, watch documentaries. And they don't all have to be political, remember. Just learning about history and governments and how things work. Do the Hillsdale thing. I've told you about Hillsdale, about the 40 free online course, more than 40 free online courses. Hillsdale will make you wiser for free. There aren't many ways you can get that done except for listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. No, stop. But you can get more than 40 free online courses. Don't you think? Picture this. Tell me this isn't a good July 4th activity. You, the kiddos, get up, have some breakfast. Maybe you go get some McDonald's sausage burritos and you sit down in your living room and maybe take a class on the Constitution for free. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go find that free wisdom. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. I want to go ahead and play this one again, just as a little reminder, because we opened up the show talking about it, and then I moved on. Christopher Wray sat in front of Congress and said this after he acquired knowledge that China was trying to steal an election for Joe Biden in 2020.
The intelligence community's consensus is that Russia continues to try to influence our elections, primarily through what we would call malign foreign influence, as opposed to what we saw in 2016, where there was also an effort to target election infrastructure, you know, cyber targeting. We have not seen that second part yet this year or this cycle, but we certainly have seen very active efforts by the Russians to influence our election in 2020 through what I would call more the malign foreign influence side of things. Social media, use of proxies.
Democrats lied to the American public and said Donald Trump was in cahoots with the Russians. Then the director of the FBI went before Congress and lied that Russians were hacking the election, all with the knowledge that China was hacking the election for Joe Biden. Also, Chris, I feel like my microphone has spit on it. You think what? Why are you making that face? If I feel like it has spit on it, I don't feel like it's not that I can see it. But I was just thinking about it as I was looking. I was looking at my microphone as Christopher Wray was talking. And there has to be a lot of spit on this, right? Can I wipe it with something or something like that? Can I just spray it with what do you mean just stop spitting on it? It's not like I'm spitting on it on purpose. I'm talking and there's spit that comes out. I don't think there's a lot of spit. I don't know. I don't think I'm a spitter. But there's something. Don't you want to clean this? Can't you clean this for me in some way? Why are you shaking your head? This is, you know what? Forget about you, Chris.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
LA Times shields illegal alien in shocking teen rape and murder case. They referred to this illegal alien and murder suspect as a, quote, youth soccer coach, a reminder that the American media views illegals as their children, and when they describe them as if they're describing their children, even when they've done the most disgusting things. Trump announces Vietnam trade deal, says the U.S. is given total access to their markets. I just don't know if I ever want to visit Vietnam. I don't know that I'm a fan of Southeast Asia, and it feels wrong. We fought a war against them, and I would probably have to ask some Vietnam guys first. It just doesn't seem right. Plus, the food sucks. Walmart opens first beef processing facility as beef prices rise. We're all going to end up buying our meat at Walmart. Actually, no, I like the beef delivery. I'm a big fan of either slaughtering a steer yourself, maybe not in your backyard, the neighbors may complain, but get a steer slaughtered and fill up your freezer, or there's some wonderful meat delivery companies out there. Snake on a plane delays a flight in Australia. Oh, look, yet another horrific animal encounter in the prison, the natural prison that is known as Australia. Channel migrant crisis arrivals for 2025 now exceeds 20,000. Europe is further gone than we are for the exact same reason. What a tremendous scandal. Maybe the scandal of the 21st century is Western governments importing barbarians en masse to replace the patriotic citizens of their country. Truly, truly evil stuff. But Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday isn't evil, and that's coming tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.